It's Monday, November 24th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. The sweet indie pop sounds of the UK's The Lodger. That song was called The Good Old Days, and it was probably the best old song on that album called Life is Sweet. Life is Sweet, not the best record in the world. Good Old Days, pretty good song, I think, by The Lodger right there. It's a good song. And there's a few other pretty good songs on there, but some of it's kind of middling, I think, the album as a whole. Okay, another album I'm not that in love with is the newest album by the band from Sweden I love called The Caesars. We're going to hear Boo Boo Goo Goo and Strawberry Weed, which is the title track from the album, Strawberry Weed. And the album is like a two-disc, 24-track, you know, like big album. And yet still only, you know, it's not all great songs. It's a lot of three stars. So the Caesars learning to disappoint, as it were. So here we go. Boo Boo Goo Goo and Strawberry Weed, two very good songs from an otherwise mediocre Strawberry Weed album by the Caesars. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head?
Some commuters got their hands on what looks like a special edition of the New York Times with this headline, Iraq War Ends. As you might have guessed, though, it's a fake.
Listen, David, this was handed to me this morning on the streets of Manhattan. And right away, with the headline, Iraq War Ends, you look closer. At the top, all the news we hope to print. The hoax apparently in the works for 6 months. 1.2 million of these fake papers printed and passed out by thousands of volunteers. We mentioned the headline there, but also there were fake stories about the UN passing an across-the-board weapons ban and President Bush being indicted on charges of high treason. It even includes fake editorials. One more, you know, show that this might be a hoax. The paper is actually dated July 4th, 2009. The real New York Times says this is unauthorized, looking into who published it.
I'm Ari Shapiro. people who complain the news is too negative got a break yesterday. Volunteers across the country handed out copies of a paper that looked a lot like the New York Times. The front page proclaimed, "Iraq war ends." Articles said global warming was fixed and public universities would be free. The people behind the stunt include three real Times staffers. They will remain anonymous so they don't get fired for spoofing the gray lady.
If you were in New York City today, picking up a free copy of the New York Times offered to you at a subway station or a Union Square or Washington Square Park or Grand Central, you'd be forgiven for believing that the Iraq war has ended. Pranksters have delivered a 14-page spoof of the New York Times dated July 4th, 2009 that is headlined with the front page story of the Iraq war ending.
Have a secret word.
That right there was two songs in a row by the French band M83. They're from Nice. And they do fantastic shoegazing songs like the two you just heard. That was You Appearing and Kim and Jesse. They're the first two songs, and I think the two perhaps best songs on the album Saturdays in Youth, which very good record, I think, from M83. And if you like that sort of sound, that like 80s shoegazer sound, I think they do it as good or better than most. So check that album out if you liked those two songs. Everything on it sounds a lot like that. All right, speaking of the 80s, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, two songs from the Pickin' On series, Pickin' and Singin', The Biggest Hits of the 1980s, Volume 1. That's what we're going to hear. We're going to hear two songs from this Pickin' On series album. You know me and the Pickin' On series. Anytime there's like a Pickin' On series of, bluegrass covers of stuff I like, boy, howdy, does it end up on the show. And so that's why we're going to hear Pickin' On Down Under by The Men at Work and Pickin' On Take On Me by A-ha, two fantastic songs from the 80s from this Pickin' On the 1980s album. I have to say, the album as a whole, I feel like I would have chosen different songs a lot of the time, but some of the stuff that's on here is really good, including these two fantastic songs. So check it out, Down Under and Take On Me, being picked on right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Traveling in a fried out combi, on a hippie trail head full of zombies. Met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. She said, do you come from a land down under, where women boil and men plunder? Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscles. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under, where beaters flow and men shunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover, yeah.
Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor and publisher of The Nation. You can read her stuff at thenation.com. Oh, by the way, I don't know if this is meant to compete with The Nation, but they're handing out on the streets of New York today copies of a fake New York Times. It looks like the real New York Times. They've taken the actual logo. I don't know if they're going to get sued for that or what, but its date is Saturday, July 4th, 2009. And this is kind of a progressive wish list New York Times. The big headline, Iraq War Ends. Other front page headline, Nation Sets Its Sights on Building Sane Economy. Another one, Maximum Wage Law Succeeds. Treasury Announces True Cost Tax Plan. Ex-Secretary Apologizes for WMD Scare. Did you see this?
I saw this, and I think this is the newspaper we should just keep holding and read as we move to July 4th, 2009, because this... By the way, Brian, I don't think this is, I think you said progressive. I think this is the majority position in the country today, Iraq War Ends. That's what this election was about.
Katrina Van
anyway,
Noble, thank
it's
you very much.
I love it.
Coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
Take on me.
Take me on.
Take on me.
I'll be gone in a day or two. So needless to say, I'm odds and ends. Okay, say after me. It's no better to be safe than sorry.
Take on me.
All right, that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Pa Baylar by the Bejo Fondo Tango Band and Midnight Souls Still Remain by M83. If you like the music you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on December 8th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.
So you may have picked this up yesterday. This is a fake New York Times. They handed out a lot of them at subway stations and so forth yesterday. A joint effort of several left-leaning groups trying to send messages on big issues. The main headline here is Iraq War Ends. There's also a headline over here that suggests that the government's decided to reform taxes so that the environmental cost of products such as bottled water are taken into account, and you actually have to pay those costs up front. The New York Post has a story about the fake newspaper. That story is on page 24, giving us the story behind the story here about 1.2 million copies handed out to commuters yesterday by volunteers.